Cuts so deep, you'll need scuba gear. It's Waldman's Wardrobe of Musical Wonderfulness on KX93.5.
Ah, yes. Da-da-da-da-da-da. What's wrong, Mike? You can't hear yourself.
I can hear myself fine.
Can you hear the music that's playing?
How about the whole world? I want the whole world to hear.
The whole world can hear you.
The whole world hears me?
They can hear you. It doesn't mean they will. Or they'll want to. Of course they'll want to. It's the best bit in the whole station, your thing.
I believe so.
Yeah, it is. Look, all the traffic outside stopped. It's all stopped.
My wife said that I had to fight off my fans when I come into the radio station.
You do. You have to fight off your fan. Well, anyway, the people have stopped outside. I think the Coast Highway is quite chocker this morning. It's probably to do with 3rd Street Hill being closed, as usual.
Yes, sir.
While I was away in Japan, every time I got that message from the city, which is every day, 3rd Street Hill's closed, I forwarded it to Tyler in Scotland or Ireland or wherever he is, just so he could feel like he was at home. I'm sure he was getting the same message anyway, but...
It probably cost you $25 to find out that 3rd Street Hill was closed.
You know, I haven't looked at my phone bill. I think I've been stitched up by Sprint. Seriously, I think I was... Because they told me that everything was free while you're away because you've got this special international plan. But I don't think it was. I think data, I had to pay for it. And we used a lot.
I know. I used to get those FaceTime calls from you.
Oh, right. So I think we're probably I'm probably in trouble. I daren't look at it.
We'll have a fundraiser.
There you go. KX phone. Anyway, Mike Waldman's here. What are we going to do today, Michael Waldman?
Well, I was driving around in my car, and I was listening to my iPhone, and the Cars Candio came on, which you played a little bit of the Cars earlier today.
I did play that, and that was a mistake, actually, because I should really have saved it.
But anyway, I thought, what a great song, and then I started thinking about how I don't really know of any live Cars music. And then it dawned on me, yes, they played live at Live Aid, and I have a DV set of them.
Wow.
So I dug out my Live Aid DVD set. It's 36 years or something like that since Live Aid.
No, it's not. It can't be.
Yep.
No.
Yes, we were all children.
36 years ago. Can't be. It's not that long ago.
It's either 36 or 31. I'll tell you.
But it's 31. It must be, because I was driving.
Does that make you feel better if it's only 31 years?
It makes me feel sick anyway. Wow.
So I pulled out that DVD.
Yeah.
And there's some incredible performances on there. And Live Aid's a really interesting concert. It probably was the concert that most people in the world have ever seen.
Yeah.
It had 1.9 billion people saw Live Aid on television. How is that possible?
I don't know. I didn't know 1.9 billion people had TV back in those days. I'm not sure we did in Britain.
Well, it was... I saw... It happened in Philadelphia. I didn't want to go because I knew it was going to be a mess. That's where I'm from.
Yeah.
But they showed a little bit on ABC, and then they showed a little bit on MTV, and then they showed another little bit on ABC.
Mm.
And so I was driving all around trying to find a place that I could watch MTV because... Nobody had cable.
Right, of course, yeah.
So found a bar in Cape May, New Jersey, and sat down and watched a little bit of the Live Aid broadcast.
It was such a... I don't know if it was as big a deal here, but in Britain, this was the big... Everybody watched it. There was nobody watching anything else. The BBC showed the entire thing start to finish, and it was on all day. And I remember going from house to house... friends to friends, and in the cars, people's cars, it was on the radio. I remember getting a cab. I've just got this memory of getting a cab, and I can remember exactly where I was in this cab, and Bob Geldof was talking, and I don't know, but the cab was playing it. Everyone was playing it. It was the biggest event ever. It was huge, huge.
And
deal.
It was huge in Philadelphia because that's where the other concert was.
Do you remember
it?
That Phil Collins flew? He did a set in London.
Yes.
And he flew to Philadelphia and did another set in Philadelphia.
On the supersonic jet.
Yeah. He flew the old Concorde.
Yeah. And ruined the environment just so they can be in both places. But anyway, the DVD didn't come out for over 20 years. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
So they had all these incredible performances, and you may wonder why it didn't come out for 20 years.
Tell us why, Mike. Do you know why?
Because Bob Geldof promised the performers that all recordings would be erased.
Really?
Yeah.
In case they did a lousy performance.
In case they did a lousy performance.
Right.
But that didn't happen.
No, he kept them all.
And then he started to see, with the advent of the internet, he started to see performances of Live Aid on the internet.
Huh.
So he said, I got to make some money out of this.
Yeah.
I got to donate the money.
Well, good for him.
So put together the set, and we're going to be listening to a few songs from that. And the first one we're going to be listening to is from the Cars' first album, Just What I Needed. Guess how many albums the first Cars album?
2 million.
6 million.
Wow.
6 million.
Goodness me.
That's unbelievable,
yeah,
right?
That is a lot of records.
They were huge. 6 million for their first album. So this is from their first album, and this is live version of Just What I Needed.
Live version of Just What I Needed from Live Aid. What year was it, Mike? Come on, we've got to figure this out.
1400.
No, it can't have been.
It was held July 13th, 1985.
That's right, Joan of Arc was on it. I remember it well.
It was 31 years.
You listen to KX93.5. It's Laguna's Only FM. That's the sound of the Cars from Live Aid. Have we discovered what, do we know what year it is yet? 31 years ago.
1985, so 31 years ago.
31 years
ago. And almost 2 billion people watched it, had some incredible performances.
Is that not at the time, surely? At the time when it was actually on?
Yeah. It was broadcast by satellite live.
And that many
all over the world,
people watched it.
1.9 billion people, according to Wikipedia.
That's the
most
entire population of China and me at the time.
So bands like the Four Tops, but Black Sabbath.
Yeah.
Bands like Run DMC and Rick Springfield.
I remember.
Crosby, Stills, Nash, Young, Judas Priest. So this was a wide range. And one of the first live performances that America ever saw or the world ever saw of Madonna.
Yeah.
This is when she first came out.
I remember.
Holiday. Led Zeppelin reformed for it.
Wow.
And they felt that their performance was so bad they refused to be included on the DVD.
Really?
And then there was a bunch of people that people were angry that didn't show up. For example, Springsteen didn't show up. His famous comment was, I didn't think it was going to be such a big deal.
That's great. Good for him. But that's great.
Dylan played with half of the Stones.
Yeah. True. And, your phone's ringing, Mike. You want to take that call? Just take the call. It's all right. Just take it. It's no big deal. Everybody will wait for you. The Cars, though, they never split up the Cars. They just stopped playing in 2011.
Yeah, well, they did split up, and then they got back together.
Got back together, reformed.
And they had a little band. Half of the band got together with Todd Rundgren, and it was called the New Cars.
What was that thing, Rico? Is it Rico Kasich?
Yes, yeah.
He had a band called Richard and the Rabbits.
Is that right?
Yeah, and the drummer, whose name escapes me now, David something, is an artist who's got a gallery in Boston. They're from Boston, from Massachusetts, the band.
Yep. Yeah.
Your phone's ringing again, Mike. You know what? There's a little button on the side of it that you can turn that ringer off. I'll show it to you.
It's ringing on my computer, too.
We'll have to figure that out.
Yeah, I'm going to turn the phone off and that'll...
It's no big deal. It's perfectly all right. So what have we got next?
Okay, so we've got Paul Young with guest Alison Moyet. And, Paul Young is a guy that I thought was going to be huge. He was handsome. He had incredible dance moves. He was a great singer. He did a lot of soul songs. He was originally the front man of a band called Cat Cool and the Cool Cats.
That's right. And then after that, he had a band called, goodness me. They were quite a big band. I'll look it up in a minute, but they were kind of a novelty group.
Yeah, and then after he kind of faded away, he's been in a band called
Los Pacaminos.
Yes, Los Pacaminos.
Yeah, I know them well because South London, he's a South London boy.
Yeah.
And he's always played the pubs in South London and still doing it, although his voice disappeared, you know.
Is that right?
He really lost his voice.
That's a shame. Great performer.
Famously, brought back the fretless bass into pop music. His bass player was a Welsh bass player with an Italian name, who's now just gone, Pino Palladino, that was his name.
Ah.
And, I toured with him. Did I tell you that? That's why I know this stuff.
No.
Yeah, I toured
with him. Was it the Q-tips that you were talking about?
Yeah, Q-tips.
The Q-tips,
yeah, that's right.
Fretless bass player Pino Palladino.
Yeah, really good. That first single. What was that first big single? Wherever I Lay My Hat. He did that song.
Mm-hmm. Which was a Marvin Gaye song.
Right, it's great.
Yeah, it reached number one in the UK singles chart.
He's a white soul boy. He told me some very, very dirty jokes.
Oh.
Really quite filthy jokes. Messed up jokes.
On the break, you'll have to tell me.
No. They're really messed up. But the band were great, and he was great live, and really nice, down-to-earth bloke. Very cool. Married a supermodel.
Well, watching Live Aid, this was the first time I ever saw him. Very impressed. Great soul singer. Here he is.
Oh, yeah. It's KX93.5. It's Laguna's only FM radio station, and we're doing Waldman's Wardrobe of Musical Wonderfulness right here in Laguna Beach.
Good morning.
That was cool. We forgot to mention Alison Moyer. I was so intent on telling you that I know Paul Young.
Ah.
Right, because I'm so not brilliant and posh.
Well, what do you know about Alison Moyer?
I know that she is a big-selling artist in the UK, that's for sure. 23 million albums, that's a lot. When you consider that there's only 70 million people in the UK, that's big. She's massive.
So one out of every three people in England have the record.
She was one of those artists that was just... She was in Yazoo, the band Yazoo first. That's where we all first got to know her. And then, she went on to... She's got one of those voices. She's like Adele or somebody.
Yeah, very powerful.
Yeah.
Very, very great soul singer.
Yeah.
So that was the first time I'd ever seen either one of them. Both of them blew me away. Next performer that we're going to be hearing, this was an amazing performance at Live Aid by Queen. Yeah. I think this was the performance. I think Queen just completely killed everybody at Live Aid.
Yeah.
You can't point to anybody who was better, I don't think.
No, he blew everybody away. He was sort of at the height of his powers, Freddie Mercury, really.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, do you ever see them live, Queen?
I never saw them live.
No.
No?
Yeah, it must have been a brilliant experience because he was such a showman as well as an incredibly talented singer. So, yeah. But it was fun.
You know, just to show you the popularity of the band, Cars, which was very popular in the 80s, sold a total of maybe 35 million records altogether. Queen has sold 300 million records altogether.
Wow, 300 million records. That's impossible to fathom, isn't it? That's a lot of records. Where would you put them? So huge.
Well, you can put them on your iPhone now.
Right, of course you can, yeah. But at the time, what am I going to do with them? Too many.
Rent a warehouse.
You'd have to.
So what are we playing with Queen? Queen, we're playing...
Crazy Little Thing Called Love.
Crazy Little Thing Called Love.
And this is from Live Aid. Right.
Once again?
We've been doing Live Aid, songs from Live Aid, with Waldman's Wardrobe of Musical Wonderfulness.
For no apparent reason. It's not any anniversary.
No.
No.
It doesn't matter.
I was just driving around my car and I decided we were going to play Live Aid music.
That's why we love you, Mike, because you're eclectic. That's a compliment, actually. For you, that's a compliment.
Thank you very much.
You're just an eclectic mix of music here. And it's every week on KX93.5. Thanks for coming in, Mike.
Adios. See you next time.